I put a little Clorox in the water when I wash them and keep them from getting too dingy looking. But I love them dried in the sunshine.
We were talking about those barrels. What do you usually call the things that go around the barrels to hold the staves in place? You know, the little metal strips, any name for them?
Hooks. I don't know. Now, that's not... There was a special name for that. You caught me at a bad time in life.
You got the hooks and the staves. Was that it?
I think there were hooks on the barrel. The barrel had so many hooks around it.
And they held the staves.
And they were metal. The metal hooks. Uh-huh.
And say if you used all the liquid you want to use in the jar, you want to put something in it to... You say half the liquid in the jar and want to keep the rest of it, you might put water in the top of the jar to... Or a bottle, say in a bottle, you used half of it or half of whatever was in there, and you wanted to save the rest of it, you might put it.
I'd call them the tops to the jars. I got too many glass jars in my pantry. I got to get them off of my shelf. And the different tops fit them. But I don't remember.
You should maybe a corpse top or a...
No, all of mine are just the metal canes. Now, you used to... Let's see. I don't remember how I ever using cork. We used to have cork stoppers, different sizes. I guess that's what you had on the screw-on tops.
Mm-hmm.
We just called them stoppers. Cork stoppers. Because we used to get them, you could buy them. Different size stoppers. But boy, you're taking me back to my childhood, and that's a long time ago.
Yeah, you remember... maybe in the past, little boys loved to play these things. You blow in and out on them.
Yeah, harp.
Did you ever?
They call them, what do they call them now? Somebody was blowing one on Jim Neighbor's show the other afternoon.
Probably call harmonicas now.
Harmonicas.
Yeah, harp's the term I grew up with, too. I never heard of harmonicas.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had little ones and big ones, but they're harmonicas now.
And did they ever play the one you hit on like this?
Yeah, juice harp. Jews, J-E-W-S, a Jews harp. My grandfather could play one like nobody's business. You control the sound with your tongue. I tried to play one more than once, but I couldn't get anything out of it.
My father plays that.
Well, they have a sweet tongue.
They really are difficult. I've tried to learn too.
Oh, Grandpa used to play a Jew's harp. I thought it was juice, J-U-I-C-E, when I was a kid. And when he played for it, I thought it was a juice harp, because the way they said Jews, they didn't, but it's a J-E-W-S is the name of it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if we were wanting to nail something in, you just take a whiting and pound the nails.
A hammer. We always used a hammer. We always had a regular, you know, a metal head. Papa had all kinds of work tools. We had saws and hammers and all kinds of wrenches and things like that at the house, pipe wrenches and everything like that.
We were talking yesterday about wagons and so forth. If you had hitched two horses to a wagon, the thing that runs down between the big wooden...
I can't think of what you were. Single tree? No, the single tree was what you hitched them on to back here. I've forgotten those terms.
Call it the tongue? Or...
Yeah, tongue of the wagon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the outside part of the wagon wheel, the steel outside part, what would you usually call that?
The rim?
Mm-hmm. And we talked about single tree. Did any of them ever talk about a double tree? Did you ever hear the term double tree?
When you use two horses and hitch them both, you know, the thing went down between the horses and then you had the double hitching up back there.
They call it a double tree or a double single?
I don't remember what they called it, but each horse had to be hitched to one.
Had its own.
Yeah. Because you put the same harness on both horses.